CJSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
Hong Kong police have suggested that schools install closed-circuit TV cameras on campuses to enhance security and prevent crime. However, the proposal prompts fears among teachers and students, as reported by Radio Free Asia.
香港警方要学校在教室安装监控摄像设备。香港警方建议学校在校园内安装闭路电视摄像机，以加强安全和防止犯罪。不过，据自由亚洲电台报道，警方的这一建议在教师和学生中引起了恐慌。
A new police website was launched last week called Safe City HK. It lists school security tips, including the fitting of CCTV cameras to monitor corridors, staircases, reception areas, and classrooms.
上周，香港警方推出了一个新的网站，名为 Safe City Hong Kong， 上面列出了学校安全提示，包括安装闭路电视摄像机来监控走廊、楼梯、接待区和教室。
The security of schools is very important. Take care of the safety of young students, the website said, adding that schools should also install electric fences and infrared motion sensors.
该网站称，学校的安全非常重要，要照顾好年轻学生的安全，并补充说，学校还应该安装电围墙和红外线运动传感器。
Facial recognition and other high-tech access systems were also on the list of upgrades, along with increased vetting of security guards, the website showed.
该网站显示，面部识别和其他高科技出入系统也在升级清单上，同时还增加了对保安人员的审查。
While more commonly seen measures like decent lighting and closed-circuit TV in parking lots and the recording of visitor details are also listed, some teachers expressed concerns that the measures were out of proportion to the threats faced by schools in Hong Kong.
一些更常见的措施，如停车场的地面照明和闭路电视，以及记录访客的详细信息等也列在网站上，但一些教师担心，这些措施与香港学校所面临的威胁不相称。
Teachers told Radio Free Asia on condition of autonomy that high-tech measures like voice and facial recognition technology didn't seem proportionate, reasonable, or transparent.
教师们在不愿透露姓名的情况下告诉自由亚洲电台，像语音和面部识别技术这样的高科技设施安装在教室里似乎并不相称、合理或透明。
One teacher said, They will be able to monitor you while teaching at all times, which means you will need to be careful at all times. She added that there are privacy concerns given that students need somewhere private to change their clothes.
一位教师说，他们将能够在教学时随时监控你，这意味着你需要随时小心。他补充说，鉴于学生需要有私人的地方换衣服，因此存在隐私问题。
The move comes after calls by pro-Beijing politicians in 2021 for surveillance cameras to be installed in classrooms to monitor the content of classes and interactions between teachers and students.
2021年，亲北京的香港政客曾呼吁在教室里安装监控摄像头， 以监控课堂内容以及教师和学生之间的互动。
Liberal Party member Tommy Chung told a legislative committee meeting in that year that through installing CCTV cameras, we can objectively monitor the teacher's classroom environment.
自由党成员张宇仁在当年的立法委员会会议上说，通过安装闭路电视摄像机，我们可以客观地监测教师的课堂环境。
Then Education Secretary Kevin Young responded by saying that schools wishing to install closed-circuit TV and other monitoring equipment would need to comply with government guidelines and privacy requirements and communicate with parents and other stakeholders in advance.
当时的教育局长杨润雄回应说，希望安装闭路电视和其他监控设备的学校需要遵守政府的指导方针和隐私要求，并提前与家长和其他利益相关者沟通。
The police's proposal are the latest examples of the Communist Party's encroachment on civil liberties in Hong Kong under a new security law. In June 2020, Beijing imposed the national security law on Hong Kong after a year of pro-democracy protests.
警方在教室安摄像头的建议是中共根据港版国安法侵犯香港公民自由的最新例子。香港人在2019年走上街头，举行大规模反送中游行抗议活动，其中包括很多中学生。2020年6月，中共推出港版国家安全法。
In 2021, the Hong Kong government revealed to the education sector its plan to repurpose liberal studies in the city's schools, skewing it towards the patriotic indoctrination favored by Beijing.
2021年2月，香港政府向教育界透露，他计划在该市的学校里重新安排通识教育，中小学要全面落实国安法。课程必须渗入国家安全元素，更要在每间学校派驻国家安全教育小组监察。
In September 2021, the Hong Kong Professional Teachers Union announced it was disbanding as an organization, citing huge pressure. The move came after the union was called a malignant tumor by state news agency Xinhua and CCP mouthpiece.The People's Daily.
2021年9月，香港教育专业人员协会宣布，在承受巨大压力下解散教协。而在当年7月，中共官媒新华社及人民日报发表文章，批评教协是毒瘤。
Meanwhile, hundreds of young people jailed for taking part in the mostly peaceful 2019 protest movement have been sent.For re-education and military-style boot camp training.
从2019年到2021年，香港警察一共拘捕了3600名参与过反送中运动的中学生，数百名入狱的年轻人被送去接受再教育和军事化训练。
Welcome back to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Now it's our time to showcase the album recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Roby Bottas, and the music piece is called Diamond.听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们加拿大音乐人最新发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Roby Bottas。作曲并演奏的一首乐曲，名字叫做《Diamond》。 The music you heard is called Diamond, and it's from Ruby Bottis's recently released album titled Old Soul. And by the way, it's released in February 2018. And if you're interested in, you can visit the website www.robbybottis.com. And Aplex is a song from Good Lovelies, and it's called Move Away Clouds, which is from their album titled Shape Shifters, released in March 2018. 听众朋友，接下来请大家欣赏来自 Good Lovelies 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Move Away Clouds。 By the way, if you're interested, you can visit their website www.goodlovelies.com. Song from Carrie Wendell McClelland, and it's called Liberty Songs, and it's from the album titled Freedom Singer, which was released in February 2018. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Carrie Wendell McClelland 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Liberty Songs， 希望您喜欢。
实我知道你比我重要，只是我做的太少。我要到远方，你给我翅膀，而你在远方，我只是感
The song you just heard is called